Revan hated picking at the old wound, but he felt he had no choice. Is there anything else you can tell me about what happened before Mandalore declared war on the Republic? Anything unusual that might have been a catalyst for the war? Candorous tilted his head to the side and squinted one eye.
Does this have anything to do with those bad dreams you mentioned?
It might. The Mandalorian nodded.
You're getting more of your memories back, aren't you?
Only bits and pieces. I keep having visions of a world I don't recognize. The whole planet is covered in electrical storms, day and night.
Doesn't sound familiar,
Candorous said after a few moments of thought.
What do you think it means?
I wish I knew, but I've got a bad feeling about it.
And you think it's connected to our war against the Republic?
Think about it, Revan explained. Mandalore the Ultimate decides to do something none of his predecessors even considered. Launch an all-out war on the Republic. Malak and I defeat you, but after that, we mysteriously take our troops and disappear into the unknown regions beyond Mandalorian space. When we return, we decide to launch a war against the Republic too.
It does seem like a sort of strange coincidence,
Candorous agreed.
You think you ran across this storm-covered planet in the unknown regions?
I'm not sure, but something happened to us out there. Something made us turn against the Republic. Maybe it's connected to Mandalore's decision to attack the Republic in the first place.
And you think whatever this thing is, it's still out there? And it's still dangerous?
I feel like visions are a warning. Like, part of my old self is trying to tell me something I can't afford to ignore.
Revan sighed.
Sounds a little crazy, doesn't it?
Candorous barked out a laugh.
After everything we've been through, this just feels like old times.
He looked at Revan.
So what is it you want me to do?
I want to know more about Mandalore the Ultimate, but nobody's going to talk to an outsider like me. I need someone who can talk to the clans and get answers.
There was a long silence while Revan waited for Candorous to reply. He noticed that the Mandalorian's fingers were gripping his glass so hard they were turning white.
I've spent most of the last 5 years trying to avoid other Mandalorians,
he finally muttered.
I wouldn't ask if I didn't think it was important.
Candorous took a deep breath and downed the rest of his drink, closing his eyes and shuddering just as he had with the previous gulp.
You know what? I've been hanging around this Griffin bar for 2 years, turning down everyone who came to offer me a job,
he asked. He didn't bother to wait for a reply.
I had a feeling you were going to get mixed up in something interesting, and I wanted to be around for the fun. Guess this is it.
I knew I could count on you, Candorous.
Let me reach out to some people,
the Mandalorian said.
See what I can dig up. Can't promise I'll find anything, though.
I'm kind of hoping you don't,
Revan replied.
But neither one of us is that lucky.